My name is Ann Smith, and I am from the Sam Proctor Oral History Program, and I am sitting in the home of Bob Prine. And Bob, let's start out with your whole name.
All right. My first name is Euclid, E-U-C-L-I-D.
Okay.
B is initial only.
Okay.
Prine, P-R-I-N-E.
P-R-I-N-E. And today is Friday the 13th of March.
Luckiest day of the year.
It works that way for me. And it's 2009. Right. And first let me ask you, where were you born?
In Plant City.
Oh, so you're a Floridian.
Hillsborough County.
Mm-hmm. All right. And would you tell me when you were born?
April the 2nd, 1924.
Okay. All right. Now, you grew up, when you grew up in Plant City?
Well, in the country, 10 miles south.
I see.
We were farmers.
I see. What did you grow?
Strawberries and truck stuff.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of vegetables.
And had your father been there all his life? Was he a Floridian?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was born in Kathleen, in Polk County.
Oh, really?
And Kathleen is named after my grandmother.
Oh.
Kathleen.
I see.
They went there in 1832, I believe, somewhere.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And he and your mother had you and any other children?
Sister Priscilla.
Uh-huh.
And a brother George.
Uh-huh. And where?
I was the baby.
You were the baby, the last to come along?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so where did you go to school when you were growing up?
South of Plant City, Turkey Creek High School.
I see.
And a person you probably know, Clark Butler, and I were in the same school.
I do.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Yeah. That's something else. Yes. Did you stay in touch with him?
I came to Gainesville to go to school, and he had a little shop on 8th Avenue.
Uh-huh.
So he hired me.
Well, that's
so
wonderful.
So I got to drive the truck. Go to Tampa and get bananas off the ship.
Oh, yes. Yes. What year was that?
Huh?
What year was that you worked for Clark Butler?
45 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe 47, right in there.
Well, now, when you were growing up, you helped your dad on the farm, no doubt.
Right.
And was there anyone in your family that was in the military?
My brother's children were in.
Were they?
The Navy, yeah.
I was just thinking about what influenced you to think about going into the service.
I got drafted.
That'll do it. And what year were you drafted?
I believe it was in 45.
Uh-huh. And what branch of the service?
Well, I went to Camp Blandin, and my record showed I had lots of chemistry and all. I told them I didn't come to do that. I came to kill Germans. So I got in infantry.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, when you were growing up, what would you say were family values around the kitchen table, and what was important in
your
household?
It was generally treat your neighbors like you'd like to be treated. Don't lie, even if it costs you.
Uh-huh.
And things like that.
That sounds right.
My mother was, I don't know if the word's real religious, but she was, she went to church every Sunday.
But that was important to her.
Yeah.
What church did she go to?
Cedar Grove Baptist Church.
Uh-huh. And so did you get involved in Sunday school?
Yeah, she brought us to church.
I know how that goes.
So when I was 14, I joined.
So you got into the service in 1945.
Yeah.
And had you, what did you know about what was going on in Germany? What did
you? Well, just what you read.
Just in the newspaper.
The Jewish population. We had people would come and tell us what was going on at school and at church.
So in 1945, how old were you?
Well, 24, 34, 44, about 21.
Yeah. So what was basic training then at Camp Blanding?
No, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
What was that like for you?
Well, you did lots of walking. I kind of enjoyed it.
Did you?
We went to Target. Now, I hit the ball. Some of those fellas, they didn't know which end. We called them Yankees.
I know what you called them. Well, did you, had you learned how to hunt? Did you know how to handle a rifle?
Oh, yeah.
You grew up that way.
I killed squirrels, quails.
Sure.
Occasionally a turkey and ducks. So, yeah.
So that was kind of a little head start for you.
I had a double barrel shotgun with Daddy.
Yeah. And so you were in basic training for how long?
Oh, let's see. I think it was about 3 months. And we went on Louisiana maneuvers. With I forget how many divisions. And then when we left there, our division was evacuated. In other words, everybody went to, we went to Camp Breckenridge and then we worked our way to Boston and then overseas. And then the war started June the 6th. We were in England, I was in England, and I went to France June the 9th.
I see.
And when the 30th came in, I went with them.
And that you were with the 120th then, or not yet?
Yeah,
120th.
Company B.
Company B, okay. And so what do you remember about even the crossing, you know, when you went to England? Do you remember the ship you were on from here to England?
Going over, it was a troop ship.
Yes.
Coming back, it was a hospital ship.
Do you remember anything about the troop ship?
Yeah. You could buy a Coke for a dollar.
Ah.
Till our commander found out. And he took over and he gave us all the coat.
That was a treat for
us. He straightened those
got that condition.
Sailors out fast.
And then where did you land in England?
Well, we went to Scotland, from Scotland down to Liverpool.
I see. Okay.
And then from Liverpool, we'd stay in a place a couple of weeks and go south a little, and and so we were in, we were in ships.
Yeah.
D-Day, we didn't land then, but we were.
How much sooner did you go over than to France?
Big part.
How long did it, you went over the 9th?
9th.
And tell me about what happened on the 9th.
Well, we were in boats, and we waded in, and
were those the PT boats?
Yeah, we waded a landing
Landing Craft. Yeah.
And we waited for a few days.
Uh-huh.
And then they would send us
uh-huh.
to different outfits.
Uh-huh.
So I got sent to the 30th Infantry.
I see.
So some 75th to 30th.
Uh-huh. Now, how big was your outfit?
Well, you know, you start with a division of about 20,000.
Uh-huh.
Then regiments and right on down to
a company.
Company about 200, and then squad about 12, 14.
Yeah. Were you with any of the people that you had been with in basic training or had known before? Were any of those buddies?
Well, we were together till we landed in France.
I see.
And then it's
then it
where,
divided
where
out.
You were needed.
I see.
So,
And so when you started to move off of the original landing place, what was your assignment? What were you doing?
Well, we were just, you mean before we went to France?
No, when you got to France. Then.
France. Well, we went in and really did nothing but wait for a few days so they signed us to.
Uh-huh.
Where we were needed.
And then where did you go?
Well, we St. Lo and all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, St. Lo. And followed the same path that the previous companies had gone. Is that right?
Well, we led some of them.
Did you?
And then, well, when we went to Martin, well, the first Patton was already there.
I see.
So we took over them while he could move on.
I see. And so you secured the area that the others had gone into, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any...
Well, now, as you got farther in, you were taking villages.
Uh-huh. Did you get into a lot of active fighting there?
I thought so.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You learn to keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
And because you had snipers and you'd have to find them and
mm-hmm.
shoot them out the tree. And it wasn't nice. But we were told that Germans were, I got a prayer I'll give you.
All right.
Germans.
Okay.
Germans felt their cause, and we were the bad people.
Sure.
And I think when they found out things, some of them changed their mind.
Yeah.
And the prisoners of German prisoners had a group in Fort Leonard Wood.
Uh-huh.
And they would go out and work on farms. Boy, before you know it, all those girls got them German boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
Well, did you all take prisoners as you were going along?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you just sent them back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody would take them back.
Uh-huh.
And pass them on down.
And what time of the year then? You were in the summer, so it wasn't...
Well, we went in June.
In June.
But I didn't last till August the 19th.
And what happened then?
I got shot up artillery.
I see.
We thought we had whipped the Germans, and they were leaving.
Yes.
And Patton had taken off.
Yeah.
And we would go follow him. And some German threw one more round of artillery.
Oh, really?
And got lots of us.
Oh, really?
Had amulets full of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And so what were your injuries?
My neck and my back.
And so you had shrapnel?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was in the hospital 4 months.
And so you went from the ambulance that picked you up there to where? Where were you in the hospital?
It was in England. But before there, they had these large tents in the back.
Yes.
They take you there, give you blood, and get you
stabilized.
Uh-huh. Then they put you, well, we flew back
yes.
to England.
Uh-huh.
And
so you were in England in the hospital for 4 months.
Yeah.
What do you remember of that experience?
Well, I was unconscious for a long time.
Is that right?
Somebody told me what
had happened when you were out of commission.
Yeah. Yeah. I woke up September 24th.
Oh, my goodness.
My sister's birthday. And isn't it funny? The first, I asked what day it was, and they told me, and I thought of my Priscilla just like, isn't that funny?
Is that right? Did you tell her about that later?
Yeah. Yeah. Her husband got killed 7 days before the war was over. Got shot down over Germany.
Well, now when you woke up, what did you know of what your injuries were? Did people tell you what had happened?
Yeah, the nurse would tell you, and
uh-huh.
the doctors would come in.
Uh-huh.
They were real nice.
Were they, you got good care?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had on Sundays they had a cafeteria type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And we could invite for the girls to come in. And of course they were hungry. They didn't have enough food.
That's right.
What would they eat?
Like crazy. Yeah.
I told one old gal, I said, boy, I sure wouldn't marry you. I couldn't afford to. They just laughed. Yeah.
Well, what was your limitation with your back and your neck?
The VA said I was 40% disabled.
Uh-huh.
I had lots of shrapnel here in my lower.
In your lower back.
I had to go in there where the, those broke off and it was pinching. They had to go and put artificial
things to
bones back to keep it from,
keep it from pinching the nerves.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about the other fellows that were wounded with you at the same time? Were they in the same hospital?
Well, some of them were, but you...
They'd go to wherever there was a...
The plane had come in from England, from France, and I was in the 401, I think, hospital, but they sent you where they had an opening.
A place, sure, sure. Yeah.
And everything was real nice in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And
it's
all
better
the
than
nurses
the
were officers.
Sure.
But they'd slip out with us.
Uh-huh.
Enlisted men.
I see. I see.
They were mighty sweet. Lord, they were, made you want to live.
Well, that's not altogether bad.
No.
That's good motivation, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, now, when you were discharged from the hospital, do you remember when that was?
Well, I went from the hospital there to a ship, hospital ship.
I see.
Came back to New York.
Uh-huh.
Then they sent... They call it other words, we went to Miami for 6 weeks.
I see.
So you just had a ball. But you had to go in and have
checked. Yeah.
Check it all.
Uh-huh.
And when they thought you was ready, your time was up.
And so then, when they said, okay.
Yeah. I went to, let me see, where did I go? Oh, that's when I decided I wanted to be in the paratroopers.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I went to Fort Benning.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we trained there. I jumped 250 feet. So, and we were getting ready to do the plane flight.
Yes.
And the war ended.
And the war ended. When did you
That's
go
That's when we told them we wasn't jumping.
Enough of this.
And the lieutenant said, well, we don't have any place to put you. We'll just put up with you.
Mm-hmm.
They were glad it was over, too.
Yeah, sure. Now, you weren't discharged then yet, were you?
No, I went to, from Fort Benning.
From Fort Benning, you were discharged?
I came into New York, went to Miami for 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
Then we had a, what would you like to do? And I said, well, I always thought I'd like to be a paratrooper.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I knew it takes 3 or 4 months of training.
So that was part of your motivation. Oh, you are a sly one.
No. Yeah.
Well, what did you think of the jump? If you just jumped from the tower then, didn't you?
Well, back then you didn't think too much.
Youth is a wonderful thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, we had fun with it. I know when the new fellas would come in, we'd get them around the fire, and the sergeant would be teaching them something, and all of a sudden, all 12 of us would start firing, talking about feet hitting the dirt. But I was training. Well,
sure.
That's what the sergeant,
sure.
You know.
Because that's...
You don't wait to find out why those...
You take care
you
of it first.
The dirt. Yeah. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't want to do it every day.
What are your most vivid memories of being in the service?
I suppose when I woke up, I think a few times when we would capture Germans, and we treated them nice, we didn't.
Yeah.
And they were real shocked about it.
Wasn't what they'd been told.
Yeah. Yeah, they thought we were...
monsters.
Well, and that they were fighting for a war for equal rights and all of that.
Yeah.
And so lots of the French people were nice too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we took a little town and there was a river right by, and across the street was the houses. And behind that, I dug a slit trench. And I could have stayed in the house, but I wouldn't do it. And none of us, some of the fellows would, but the most of them, that was their home.
Sure.
And that'd be invading somebody's home.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
If they invited you in, that was a different thing.
Sure.
And I sure tried to get invited. The French people, they put up with a lot.
Yeah.
They gave up so easy, I think.
Was that right?
Well, you have any questions?
Well, let me ask you how you feel you were treated by the people who were superior in rank to you. Did you have good experiences? And
very seldom. I give you an example of one. It wasn't.
All right.
His name was Schroeder.
Uh-huh.
He was married, and they let him bring his wife live on the base.
Uh-huh. And this was at where?
In Fort Leonard Wood.
Leonard Wood.
So sometime we'd be in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock, he'd come in, turn the lights on, inspection, you know, and throwing things around and so forth. And so somebody went and talked to the captain about it. And he said, y'all do anything you want to do.
Oh, really?
He came in and started that.
Uh-huh.
We put him in the shower. And he got clean. He must have stayed there till the end. All hot water left. No, everything, everybody tried to help each other.
Yeah.
You always have a few, you know.
That's right, but that was an exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The I was surprised at the number of fellas that never fired a rifle, never touched one.
Mm-hmm.
They just, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And we call them Yankees. Oh.
Well, now, when you were discharged from the service, then what did you do? Did you come back to Florida?
Yeah, back to home.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 or 3 months, I worked like Clark Butler, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the farm, 160 acres, and had a river. And I decided I didn't want to be a farmer.
Really?
So I said, Daddy, give Georgie Stern a farm. Mm-hmm. So he got the farm. And later years, he broke it up and sold lots for $4 to $5.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Oh.
$45,000 a piece.
Well, huh? I'm glad he did it.
Yeah. It was your choice.
Yeah, my sister, she signed it. No. My sister and I kept, there was a road we kept 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
She took 10 and I took 2.
Mm-hmm.
And because my mother was on 10, and I don't know what we did. I think we rented the other 10.
Uh-huh.
Let people put a trailer or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Owning something I don't think was as important as it is today.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And so you worked for Clark for...
Oh, while I came to school.
You went back to school.
Well, I hadn't been to school.
Uh-huh.
I came to university.
Uh-huh.
And he had the little store.
Yes.
So I went and gave me a job on Saturdays. And all through the years, he and I would meet and have, and he had a hard life. People don't realize that.
I think I do realize that.
His wife, huh. You know, he lost a son.
No, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, he bought his son a motorcycle.
Oh.
And he got killed, and his wife went off, hated his guts since. I don't think there was. And it was something that really
ruined his.
Well, it ruined him, too, in a way.
Yeah.
Hurt him so bad. But he had a big heart. He would always ask if I needed anything, but I never would take it.
Yeah.
I know he
was a generous man.
Yeah, he went down to Plant City and got a bus and brought all his class up.
Did he?
And he took them on a ride out to see the Keys. Then he took them over to San Augustine. And they went to the Bahamas. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. He spent some of that money on.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Now, you went to school at the university? Is that where you went to school?
Right.
And what did you study?
Well, of course, you take the CELA.
The core courses.
And then I, my sister was a school teacher. My mother said, so I thought I wanted to be a school teacher.
Uh-huh.
So took all those courses.
And then?
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And did you teach school after that?
Well, I got my bachelor's.
Uh-huh.
And then I got my master's.
In education?
And then they taught me get the doctor's.
Uh-huh.
But they passed the rule you had to be full-time student.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
What was I going to live in?
Yeah.
And so I did. I got lots of the coursework.
Sure.
But I didn't have that 1 year thing.
Mm-hmm. So did you teach?
I taught 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade, middle school. I was principal about 30 years.
Where?
Metcalf.
Really?
Was my last job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you like that?
Oh, yeah. The teachers and the kids and the parents.
I bet you'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Right there at Lassett's, I had to tell a few people off. You'd be surprised, one of them I told off real good.
Who's that?
She's city commissioner.
Oh, really?
Now you want to guess who? A female.
A city commissioner.
Yeah, I think she's been county commissioner too.
Tell me.
Her husband's run a
funeral home
for dead people.
So we're talking Cynthia?
Yeah.
Chestnut?
Yeah.
And what had she done to deserve
it? Well, her son misbehaved and I tore his butt up.
I see.
She didn't like that.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, you take him, move to another area, because if his misbehave, I'm going to tear his butt up.
Uh-huh.
She got up and left.
Did you hear anything more?
She didn't bother me no more. You know, sometimes you got to gamble on something like
that. Yeah.
If I'd have been sweet to her, I'd have.
Yeah. You had to draw the line that time.
You had to draw, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The old boy liked me.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I told him that if everybody over in the Duval area, that I'd pay 10 cents for every book they'd collect and I'd be there on Saturday. I loaded up a van.
Did you really?
Yeah, those kids would get books and wouldn't bring. I got them back. It cost me a little out of my pocket.
But it was worth it.
Yeah, it's all politics.
Well, you have to be a little bit creative, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, now, you've been in Gainesville during all of the integration and the racial difficulties. What do you recall of some of that, either in the school system or in the community? Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any trouble at that camp.
Didn't you?
I just said, they're here, they go behave. Like, well, they came in on the bus and started, and I tore up some hiners.
Did you?
And I said, you go behave. And so I didn't really have any problem. One teacher, I think, and I fired her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can fire people back then.
I was going to say it's a different age, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I had... It was lots of fun. I'll tell you, one had a little boy that's a black boy. And kids would bring their bicycle and put them, you know, those cement things. But they didn't
chain them or anything.
Chain them up. So he was stealing one every day.
Oh!
And so, but anyway, I got out driving around, and where he lived, he had a backyard full of bicycles.
No.
Well, I forget all the details, but I got somebody to watch it. Well, there's a truck from Jacksonville came in, and he was paying $5 a bicycle. And so we caught him.
Oh, my gosh.
Little old boy, we let him off.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he kept those bicycles in his yard for him. Lord.
When did you retire from Metcalf?
Let's see, wait a minute. 83.
Uh-huh. And so probably there are people all over the community who know you and recognize you.
Yeah, they come up and hug me. You remember me? I'm Miss Brown. I say, yeah, how you, Miss Brown? Sometimes they won't tell you their name.
Oh, that's
no
fair.
They think you know it.
That's no fair.
Yeah, the parents are, they kept their kids in line.
Yeah, yeah.
When we integrated it, but, you know, you could talk to the blacks and say, you know, I just don't like the way these people say, well, you blacks don't know no better. I said, you know as well as anybody. I'd show them. They would.
That's wonderful.
But you got to just figure out how to do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, did you stay in touch with any of the military groups that meet around here, yeah, or the people from?
We meet in my outfit, the division, they have a yearly meeting
in
North Carolina.
Do they?
And then D-Day, we meet over at Lodgeway once a month.
And do you go to those?
No, I did up to... been feeling bad.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a meeting yesterday. Well, they sent out a letter every month.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to VFW.
Do you? Yeah.
And belong to the, can't think of the name. Anyway, if you go to Ocala's head east and turn left, there's a veterans village there.
Uh-huh.
People that need,
yeah,
need a place to live.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think I have a place.
Now, your problem with your knee, that doesn't have anything to do with your injuries from the service, does
no,
it?
No. You want to see my place?
Sure. I'm a nurse. I can look at your knee.
That's where they put a needle in there. It's killed, it's hurt awful.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep. So he said, when it gets to feeling bad coming, he'd stick me again. But he gave me some medicine that's supposed to
help a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's helping.
Yeah.
I know you are too.
I'm a walking stick.
I don't think it's a good idea to give you a weapon.
Yeah.
Even a walking stick.
Yeah.
Well, now you were, this framed history with all of your medals. Now, I've got to ask you about some of these because you kind of skipped over your stories. Now, I want to know, what did you get the Bronze Star for?
I suppose because they thought I was doing a little extra.
Well, now, exactly what did they say when they gave it to you? They didn't say a little extra. They probably said for
I
something.
I got this later. They did it, but I didn't get it.
Until later.
But they had a recording.
And what did they say?
Huh?
What did that say on the recording?
I don't remember.
I think you're way too humble. Now that one is the medallion.
This Liberation of France. The Bronze Star is some battle I was in.
Okay.
That's combat infantry. Badge.
And the Purple Heart is
purple
your back.
When I got hurt.
Yes.
I was an expert there.
Rifle mortar gunner.
Discharge here.
Uh-huh. Discharge medal.
And that's...
And the really airborne patch
good
was...
Good conduct, Normandy and Northern France. And this was in basic training at Fort Riverwood.
I'm going to try to take a photograph of that if I can.
This whole thing?
Yeah, and try to see if I can get one without any glare on it, but I bet you I can.
Yeah.
And how would you feel if I took a picture of you?
Oh, no. You can just take it.
Well, before I turn
you
off...
You put this again?
I'll do it in a minute. I'll put it over there. Yeah. I want to know if I've left out anything or if there are other stories that you want to tell me about being in the military.
No, I can't think of anything. As my grandboy, he was in Iraq, Japan, Korea.
My goodness.
Yeah. Boy, well, he hates those Iraqi people.
Well, that reminds me of a question I want to ask you. Now, when you came back from World War II, you were received in this country as a hero, weren't you?
Yeah.
What does your grandson, does he get a reception when he comes back?
I don't think. Well, when he was over there, he went from... Oh, what's a town? What's a little country before you get... In other words, he drove a truck the first... He was the first soldier in Baghdad.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. And he just couldn't understand the people.
It's a very different culture.
Yeah. He said, you know, they're on the way driving it. Said, here's a woman on a horse with a baby in front shooting at him. You know?
Yeah. You didn't have to deal with that kind of thing.
Self-centered, it seemed like. Well, I suppose if you live in a country like that, you have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't get in and get your sandwich, you ain't going to get it. They're not going to bring it to you. Oh.
Well, officially, while we're still on the tape, I want to thank you very much.
Well, glad to see you.
And then what I'll do is try to get a picture of that without getting the glare, and
okay.
We can add that.